The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Gentlemen, this is the Gathering Offering 2.0. It is May 19th, 2022. I'm supposed to put that in for the archives. And I'm Jerry Kirk, and I'm an attempting servant of the Father in Heaven. I'm going to start out with a couple things just for, if you will, catching up on some stuff. And then we're going to get into something. And I'm pretty sure that an awful lot of people are not going to appreciate what I have to say on certain subjects. And I'm tired of being nice. I want to be my real personality. Okay, the first thing I want to mention is that about 5 days ago, I was listening to RBN. Somebody was talking about milk. And they mentioned other forms of milk. And they said a mare's milk. You could use a mare's milk. That's a horse. And then they mentioned cow, and then they mentioned sheep, and so forth. And then they mentioned camel milk. Okay? Well, in the Father's laws, we are not allowed to eat anything or use anything for inside your body to eat unless it has a cloven hoof, if it has a hoof. Okay? Now, a horse does, cloven hoof is a split hoof. Like you look at a cow, you see how the hoof is split. Same thing on a goat, same thing on a sheep. A horse has a solid hoof. We, under the Father's law, are not allowed to eat from that type of an animal. Now, a camel has a cloven hoof, but it cheweth not the cud. You may find that in the Bible. We're not allowed to have camel's milk. Oops. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, go ahead and, just go ahead and do it. It doesn't make any difference. Excuse me. It's against the law. And on that particular show 5 days ago, I like that host. Okay? And I think that host is doing a good job for what they can do. So I wanted to get that out. Second thing is, I had two emails this past week that were unbelievably almost both people on the same subject. Now, the first guy, and I will only mention the first name, was Amit, A-M-I-T. And he called me welcome, Namaste, M-A-M-A-S-T-E, Jerry. Well, I never heard of the word Namaste. I don't know if he was calling me a bad name or not. I had to look it up. But it turns out people from India and from Japan, they use the term Namaste for welcome friend. Now, it can have more than one other meaning, and, you know, of higher level or something. But anyway, Ahmed was not giving me a hard time. He was actually doing something quite nice. Now, I'd like to point out that he, by what I could tell, is maybe from India. I'm not exactly positive. However, what he might not know, and what a lot of you might not know, is after the only begotten son was slain, some of the prophets that were, if you will, apostles, they trained disciples. And one of those disciples was named Buzi. And he was sent east to go to India and go through the lower parts of Asia and get to Japan. I strongly believe that he got to Japan because if you study the samurai in Japan and their codes of honor and the things, the way they did things, I do believe Buzi got to Japan. And so I get really upset when I hear people say, oh, well, those dirty red Japs or these pukes from India, they want to isolate people by some kind of that. They are cutting off good members of mankind. I'm not going to suggest that every Japan guy or Indian guy or whatnot is a good guy, but to take and say, oh, well, they're not white Americans, this white supremacy garbage crap. Not that. Now, I'm now going to switch this right over to a guy named Jeff. And both Jeff and Ahmed, their main thing of their email was they wanted to study the Bible. I found that quite interesting. So, and, you know, they both said we're reading, we're studying. So I'm going to offer you some thoughts of how to read and study the Bible. Now, they're starting at, you know, at Genesis. I am not going to suggest that anybody do it exactly my way. When you are getting into a very important subject, the first thing you do is you read that material as fast as you can. You're not trying to understand everything. What you're trying to do is to get your mind, your eyes, familiar with what you're talking about. Now, when I decided I was going to do U.S. Supreme Court cases, that's what I did, and I read all of the damn things. It took a long time. But going back to the Bible, I read the entire Bible at fast speed. I am not suggesting that newbies do this, because if you haven't been trained in doing this, you might want to just do the book of Genesis as fast as you can. Now, that sounds easy. It's not easy. It is easy, however, if you will set a specific time and say, I am going to devote 2 hours, and at 8 o'clock at night, or whatever works for you. I actually found that the best way to do this stuff is to get your alarm clock and set it up at 1 o'clock in the morning, take a nice hot shower, and sit down and work till 5 in the morning. But anyway, you then, after you've read, say, the book of Genesis as fast as you can, you go right back to the beginning of Genesis, and you read it at your normal speed. Now, when you get down with your normal speed, you then take and you read it at slow speed. And you make little bitty notes about, ooh, I don't understand it. Oh, this is interesting. You make little notes. and you then go to your next book in the Bible. For somebody that's not trained in this, my training began when I was 12 years old. I was sent to an Evelyn Woods speed reading class. I'm 12. I'm the youngest individual there. And we go through this for 4 or 5 weeks, you know, one night a week, 3 hours. And we get down and we have a final exam. And 3 people beat me. Now, I could understand the lady who was in her 40s and the man that was in his 50s beating me. But there was another individual that was 18 years old, and they beat me, and I couldn't understand that. So I requested to have the test and be brought back forward. You know, let's look at the test. Well, it turns out that 3 of the ones that were marked wrong for me, when I got into a debate with the class and the teacher, I said, well, you know, you are right. I said, okay, then, I'm not going to get up to be number one or number two, but I'm damn sure number three. Well, we can't change the test results. Wait a minute, you just got through saying that I'm correct and this other guy that was 18, he's wrong. So here I am, 12 years old, having another debate with people, proving that I'm correct. They admit I'm correct, and yet they won't change the test, so I'd come in third in the class. I wasn't real happy about coming in third, but it's better being fourth. So you have to set aside time, a specific time. You can't just sit there and say, okay, well, I'll do 15 minutes here, and I'll do 20 minutes. Well, whenever I get a chance, I'll, you know, read some. You don't learn that way. You have to dedicate yourself. Both these two gentlemen were talking about they're wanting to read, and they're in the process of trying to study the Bible. I've given you the idea of how you do it. Now, I'm going to go into something. I'm not bragging. But the first time that I read the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation, it took me 4 days to read it as fast as I could. 4 days. Now, I think that's pretty fast. I've never talked to anybody that said they've read it from cover to cover in 4 days. So after that 4 days, I took a day and a half break, and I said, all right, let's go, boy. You got to get on this. And that means I have to have 16 hours a day out of 24. Of course, I only knew there was 24 hours in a day at that time. And so I lived on 4 hours of sleep. And then I had a few hours to take care of animals and feed and do chores and things like that. And then I banged it for 16 hours. When I say 16 hours, I did take a break every 6 hours. And took a shower, took a little juice, some water, and got back on it. There's not too many people that have the wherewithal, because I had wherewithal. I could set my own schedule. Nobody could tell me what to do if I wanted to do it. And I went after it. And that was one of the most embarrassing things in my life I did. Because people that have listened to me know that I quit the Bible when I was halfway through fourth grade. From second grade to halfway through fourth grade, I worked on the Bible on the first 4 books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And consistently, every single time that I brought subjects up, to nuns, to priests, to my grandparents, to my parents, to everybody was, everything that they said they were doing and everything, I could show them where the only begotten son said, you're wrong. And I'd point it out to them. So I was so tickled point, finally, at halfway through fourth grade, by looking at my dad's contract with my mom, with respect to their marriage, I found an escape clause that I didn't have to go to parochial schools. A Catholic school. And I finally, in fifth grade, which it took 6 months for my dad to settle the family down because I showed him the family contract of what this was about the marriage. And I got to go to public school. So I was a coward. I quit the subject. And I didn't pick it up again until 1991. So I blew that many years of my life. And so I tried to do some catch-up. Now, my normal way up until 6 years ago for studying the Bible was to have five Bibles, all of different authors, open at the same time so that I can consult with five different ones at the same time. Now, what I did not do after I first read the first time is something called the NIV. Have you ever heard of it? NIV Bible? New International Version, NIV. I choose to call it the New Invented Bible, New Invented Version. But in all honesty, with all honesty, I call it the New Idiot's Version. You cannot learn anything from the NIV. It is a recently done within the last 100 years Bible to completely blow your head away and make you just turn into a complete idiot. And I know people that, I read the NIV. It's an idiot's version. It is so far removed from the truth, it's hard to believe. So that's my wrap up on a little bit of the past, okay? Now, a lot of people, I mentioned about milk from camels and mares, horses. A lot of people are talking about this baby formula crisis. Now, unequivocally, if you listen to the FDA and you look up their results, this is their results that they used to shut down the Abbott manufacturing for baby formula. Two children died, and they were suspected their deaths. That's the words the FDA used. That's their exact typed words. It was suspected that those two deaths were related to baby formula. No proof. Suspected. That's in their typing. They also had four other sicknesses that were suspected to cause their illness. Again, no medical proof. So they shut down Abbott, that, by the way, was providing millions of children with formula. Now, to have six problems when millions are using your product and to shut the entire industry down, there's only one conclusion that somebody can make. They wanted to create a crisis. Unequivocally. Now there's this crisis running around for 2 weeks. Oh, we can't get food for our babies. It makes me sick to sit here and watch the Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro movie called Wag the Dog. That's what we've been watching for the last 2.5 years in our faces. Go rent the tape. Go rent the DVD. Watch the movie Wag the Dog. Watch how they set up and create situations on a constant basis. This country's been doing this. Our government's been doing this for decades and decades and decades. Anything to divert people from the truth, they do. Now, let's get into the truth. What is the average individual that listens to RVN? What is their knowledge about pregnancy? About when you get ready to have a child? What is the diet the woman should be on? What are the exercises she should be on? What is the various training that she needs to know? Oh, I'm a weird guy. You got a break right now? Gentlemen, thank you. It's all right. We're going
to the end of the line. Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Prior to getting married, I typed out five pages. And when I found someone that I thought was sort of qualified, then I said, yeah, okay, you know, I think I can handle this. I handed those five pages to that female. I said, would you please read them and study them for 24 hours and then sit down and put question marks or disagreements or your thoughts and complete this? That individual said, okay. Now, it came to a certain subject, and it was called babies. And in my little typing, I said, 2 years before conception, we will begin a learning and training process, and we will know a lot about having babies. To that extent, when we got closer, after, you know, the diet, the exercise, the training, the sleeping, everything of that nature was all handled very nicely. Now it's time to go find an OBGYN. So the first three that now I'm married, my wife and I go to, in the first three questions, they got them wrong. And I said, you're dead wrong on this. And, oh, no, the doc says, I'm correct. And I said, that book right over there, go to chapter so-and-so, page so-and-so, paragraph so-and-so. They opened the book, and they found out they were dead wrong. I'm not the type of individual that I would say my responsibilities and duties are because some clown has a doctorate in something, that I'm going to allow that clown to do something detrimental to my wife and my baby. No way in hell. Wow. We did come across, through some home birthers, a doctor that was down in New Smyrna. I went down there and only had to correct one half of one question of his to him. And I said, you're okay for a backup. He says, what do you mean, a backup? I said, if I can't handle something, I'll give you a call, pal. And yes, I delivered both of my children at home. Okay? And I know something about breastfeeding. I know something about making baby formula. Now, my children never had any of that horse manure with diarrhea that you buy to put in some water or milk and mix up. No, my children had breast milk. And when it was time to get weaned off the breast milk, everybody else is going to go into buying this little jar of this and a little jar of that and this, that, and the other. I said, no, that ain't the way we do it. And that had been delineated. I made the food. I blenderized it. I took everything that was going to go into my baby. I bought it. I cleaned it. I did it. People said, well, geez, look at all the time you're taking. I said, I have to train my wife. Once she's trained, she'll know how to do it. I didn't even change diapers like everybody else did. Everybody else would take in, oh, well, the little baby is peed or pooed in their diapers. And, you know, they get these wet wipes and all this stuff, and they clean the baby. That's not the way I did business. I took and I got the water at the kitchen sink where there's a stainless steel, two sides to it. I got the water up to right about 98, 99 degrees. I took the diaper off. I grabbed the kid, you know, with one hand, put him underneath there, and rinsed him with good, warm water. Now, here's an interesting thing when you do that. Every single time after you get them cleaned, got them in the half-hour break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie. great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Educated. And one of the things that I wanted to show her was how to clean the baby after it pees or poos in its diapers. By the way, everybody was using these manufactured diapers with all this plastic and all this garbage material inside there. And I said, do you think I am that stupid? Put that kind of material up against a newborn child? No, we will have 100% cotton diapers. Oh, well, they're a little hard. You got to wash them. Tough toenails. You clean them, you wash them. You don't put that garbage on your baby where it can't do anything but create more rashes and all kinds of problems. But anyway, the nice thing was cleaning the baby. I just put the baby on my left arm, had it, you know, had up into my elbow, had it by the crotch, stuck it under the nice warm water. Then while you're drying it off, and this happened every single time with both children, doing it my way, you then dry them off, and then you have a little hand towel, and you stick it right over their crotch. And they just pee like crazy. It's just amazing. Every single time you wash them correctly, they pee like crazy. Well, now you just got to rinse them off again. And they laugh, and they smile, and they're just happy little campers. But now I don't have to worry about changing the diaper again in an hour or two. Okay? And you have to have discipline. And if you don't do your homework, which is a responsibility and a duty to your wife and your child, to your heritage, to your children, your grandchildren, you're abusing that child. Now, my particular position on the formulas that people are using, they are so corrupt that I can't even begin to describe. But the corruptness is with the moms to begin with. And actually heard somebody on the last show. Oh, well, I breastfed for 6 months, but after that I had to get a job. I had to go back to work. Needed the money. If you cannot take care of your child because you don't have enough money and got to go to work, you do not deserve being able to have a child. You shouldn't have a child. The entire reason for getting married is to have children. If you don't want children, why get married? You can get a new girlfriend every month, every year, whatever you want. The entire reason for getting married is to have children. Now, women find all these excuses. Well, golly gee, it hurts my nipples. Or it's this, I've got to get up in the middle of the night, da-da-da-da. Well, as far as the middle of the night thing, I went and got my child at 2 o'clock, walked back in, stuck it right there by the wife nurse, took the baby back. And the baby was only allowed in our room for 7 days. That was it. And in our room for the first 3 days, that's where it was. In between me and my wife for the first 3 days. Now, here's another interesting thing about babies. For the first 3 or 4 days after they have exited the womb, all of their immunity comes from mom's milk. Every single bit for the first 3 or 4 days. And then it starts building and building. Now, to that extent, because I was aware of that subject and because I had studied that subject, my wife's mom said, oh, well, I want to come over and be there at the birth, that you're going to have a home birth. I said, that's great. You need to get here 7 days ahead of time. What do you mean 7 days ahead of time? So that the baby, while it's in womb, can get some antibiotics by you walking around my house. Well, I can't get off for 7 days. Then you ain't showing up for 7 days after the baby's born. You're not coming. Golly gee, I don't negotiate very well, do I? Same with the grandparents, or my wife's grandparents. They want to come see. No, you can't see the baby till it's 7 days old. Now, you can come live in my house for 7 days if you want to and be part of the household. But no, you're not going to break all the medical evidence that I've researched. Well, gee, you're unreasonable. I said, write that down 10 times, and I'll sign it 10 times. I'm unreasonable. It's my child. It's my wife. Now, of course, there were a couple little outbursts, and I can't use that language, and I said, you know, well, go fornicate yourself if you don't like it. I don't tolerate something when it's my responsibility and duty. How come it's my responsibility and duty? Read the book of Genesis, and Adam was the head of the house. Eve is to be the assistant. She assists the head of the household. Now, men that don't want to be men, go jump in a lake of fire. Now, to summarize my position on this baby formula, from the hard part of you is very simple. Every woman that's using these formulas ought to be horsewhipped, in my opinion. They have no desire. They just want to say, I'm a mommy. But the dad should be horsewhipped twice, because he allowed his wife to do this, and he allowed this damage to his child. By the way, women, when they breastfeed, it really helps them to recover from the stress of having a child. But if the woman is on this good exercise program twice a day, when that exercise, I was there watching morning and evenings to make sure the exercises were correctly and at the right speed, the right time, and everything. My wife was very impressed, though, because when she started, she couldn't do any push-ups. I showed her how to do push-ups on her knees. And I said, when you get a little better, I said, stay on your knees. I'm going to teach you how to do these on your fingertips. That's why I've been doing my push-ups all my life. It's on fingertips. Makes your hands, your fingers, your forearms a lot stronger. You look into every aspect if you're the head of the household. If you're not the head of the household, why do you want to get married? You have a responsibility and a duty to your wife and to your children. Now, about this Abbott thing, let's go back to it, because it's called Wag the Dog. And this is an example that has been going on for decades. You have people, you ought to watch that movie, Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. Now, both, I hope somebody doesn't criticize me, because last week somebody said, oh, well, you played the music in The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman. That was terrible because his mother-in-law is trying to go to bed with him. That has nothing to do with the music. The music was put out 3 or 4 years prior to making that movie, or maybe it was longer than 3 or 4 years. They just decided to use that music. And that got somebody to say, well, I didn't like that because the movie showed Dustin Hoffman messing around with his to-be wife's mother. That has nothing to do with the music. People that have logic like that need to sort of write things down and read what they're going to say. That has nothing to do with the music. And as far as Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro, as far as I'm concerned, I've never seen, you know, they're two of the best puke bots that there can be. Robert De Niro is just terrible. His politics, he's a pure Canaanite as far as I'm concerned. But they show you in that movie how they make up things. They show you in that movie as a test the president's press secretary is having a talk, and they dial a phone number. De Niro does. And it rings, and it goes into the microphone, and he repeats everything that was said to tell. They constantly made up false data. Allegedly, this is this. Supposedly, it's this. And they use the media to absolutely create chaos. They've been doing it full speed now for over 2 years, ladies and gentlemen. You're wagging the dog. You're the dog, if you believe any of the manure that they are putting out. Do you have any prayer to correct this? One, and one only. What is that one prayer that you have? Think about that. What is your one prayer? Your one prayer is to say, Father, I have ignored your law. I'm not doing your laws. I must return to your laws, Father. I will not fight for the left in politics. I will not fight for the right in politics. I will not fight for the center. I pray to fight and die for the Father's laws. That's coming. A select group of people. Now we're going to get our butts kicked. But at the same time, the music that was played was a repeat. Two Steps from Hell, Strength of a Thousand Men. We are two steps from hell if we do not step forward to enforce the Father's laws on ourselves. And anybody that just says, oh, poo-poo to the Father's laws, note them down, because they'll be coming for you, and they'll be trying to kill you. And it will get worse and worse and worse. There is no good news except for the fact that we only have a few years to go before everything breaks loose. You can expect every time you turn around, wag the dog. That is the mode they're in. You cannot watch live videos. And we have a new White House press secretary. Now, the one we had, Jan Psaki, it's not Psaki, it's P-S-A-K-I, it's Psaki, she's a Psaki. Well, this new one, I just can't believe it. I've seen three or four live, you know, they've recorded it. I mean to tell you, I wouldn't allow her to clean my toilet. I wouldn't allow her to dust my house. That is how far gone that is. One reporter asked her the same question three times recently. She just goes off into Never Never Land. And one of the things you can do is, if you remember Psaki, and watch this girl too, watch how they move their hands all the time. How they have to shuffle around. And when anybody is one of those people that, and I'm just doing it for the heck of it right now, they got to move their hands to emphasize this, that, and everything. I've learned over the course of my life, you don't want anything to do with people like that. They're idiots. They demonstrate that they're idiots by their hand, their hair movements, everything else. They have no logic in their brain. They're idiots. And until you start becoming judgmental and saying, I'm going to stay away from idiots, you haven't got a prayer. You got to get rid of the idiots out of your life, or you're going to become an idiot. Now, I don't know each individual that I'm talking to right now. I have to take a blind shot at it. Now, if I get one individual, male or female, to return to the Father's laws, to his jurisdictions, I will be successful. Now, I prefer to have 1,000 men or women to hear, to return to the Father, to the proper jurisdiction. If anybody wants to call in and say, gee, you sure are mean and nasty to women, I'm not mean and nasty to good women. Women that refuse their responsibilities and duties and give up some excuse like, well, it's so much easier to warm up a bottle and I don't have to, you know, have sore breast and I don't have to have this, that, and the other. That lady shouldn't have a baby. Be population control. And a husband that doesn't care. Both that male and female, they ought to be neutered. Have the fallopian tubes cut and have the things that the man has trimmed. Now they can just have all their fornication they want. They don't have to have a responsibility of a child and the duties of having a child. And I don't feel one bit of remorse at all. There are all kinds of people out there having babies that should never have babies. As a matter of fact, the government rewards you. If you have, you're poor and you have a child, well, they give you child support. Well, then you have a second one, they give you more child support. And it's actually more money because it's two kids. There are people that are spitting out babies and they're having seven or eight babies, and those babies have no chance. I don't care what color you may call them. They haven't got a prayer. They've got nothing for parents. The parents are only after the money. The kids don't get anything. They're living on nothing. They have no education, no nothing. They're just going to be nothing but a problem. And people say that's a good thing. You're talking about babies. Doing to babies. And getting extra money. Demon Christmas. I don't know. Maybe no one will want to call in because this is so mean. But the call-in number is 512-248-8252. And I'm sorry I can't talk fast enough and to give enough information quickly. Thank you. Having a break.
Blame and fears. Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Yeah, Mike, are you hearing me? I'm not hearing anything, Mike. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I had a little short interruption there, very short. I understand Doc Kelly has called in. Are you there, Doc?
Yeah, Jerry, good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening. Oh, well, I got an education this past Saturday. I found out you don't take calls.
Oh, yeah, I'm not set up to do it because I'm just on the landline, and it would be a distraction with so much to cover in such a short period of time. But I would really appreciate visiting, you know, when I can give you a call offline as well. And thank you for calling me out for correction and clarification. I had, you know, I'm up here near where the Donner Party had their horrible incident, and I've, you know, supported people and sold quite a bit of farm fresh milk for people that needed to supplement with their own breast milk, and have helped quite a few patients to, you know, produce their own in a, you know, in a proper manner with, you know, exam, diagnosis, and treatment. And, yeah, I've not had camel milk or mare's milk, and those would be, you know, extreme emergencies for someone to partake of that. But thanks for pointing out the biblical reference on that as well.
I want you to understand, that was not an attack on you. It was just to give a little bit of a update, if you will.
Oh, a wise woman. Yeah, I receiveth instruction and appreciate it very much. And I was going to ask you, can you give me a yes or no? What about goat milk?
Yes, you can use goat milk, but goats are the sort of like the last choice. You know, definitely you want to use mother's milk. Goats are really only supposed to be used for a certain type of event to eat that goat. But if you don't have, you a woman's got breasts, and women can give milk. Question is, you know, it's a little difficult the first number of days because the baby's a little... Hold on, please, Doc. We're at the top of the hour.
Will do.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.